everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some more healings and talk about healing sessions, and we'll be doing, I'm going to do some water charging tonight. So for all of you, if you have water available handy, you could get some. A glass of water, 8 ounces, is very adequate. So during the call here, just get some water. And we'll do some water charging, probably maybe 10 or 15 minutes, just to give a little added bonus for everyone here. And if you're on for the first time, what you want to do is just click on our show. And, Creation Lightship Healing, and scroll down a little ways. And what you're going to find is this beautiful light beam in front of you here. And I'm doing the same thing this moment as we speak here. And it's beneath the blinking flower, which would be pretty obvious when you see her. And if you wish to talk with us, go on to BBS Fast Chat. And I'm also doing that, and just click on that. And all of a sudden, you're going to see on the left side of your screen the fast chat, where we can communicate without having people call in. And that works very well for us. So it's nice to have everybody on tonight. And I'm going to just bring in an energy, first of all, here, just to set the pace here for the evening. So we're going to bring in some energy of peace. So here it comes. This may relax everybody here. So here comes the peace energy from the Creation Lightship. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you can kind of enjoy this energy here. And Sylvia, are you there?
We're gonna just
have like a kind of a light evening tonight here, I think. Fridays sometimes can be hectic for everybody, end of the week, so we'll just bring in some nice energies to relax everyone here. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for that wonderful peace energy, Ron. That's beautiful. Hope everyone is doing very well, and thanks for tuning in with us. We've been talking this week about all different kinds of healings, wonderful healings that the Creation Lightship is doing to help us clear out the densities from our different bodies, like the emotional body, mental body, and so forth. Tomorrow we'll be talking about physical healings, and we'll be going to the Creation Lightship for a beautiful healing. But tonight we're going to continue our theme of clearing out the past with the topic of, can you actually rewrite your history? And, we talked a little bit the other day about how these densities and things that are lodged in our bodies from that passed on to us from our ancestors and so forth are kind of like little walking time bombs waiting to go off until we clear them. And by clearing them and the way that the lightship does it, which is so wonderfully gentle and so light, and it just happens without all this big heavy processing that we're kind of used to here on Earth, these things can oftentimes just get freed up without even us knowing what damage they could have done in the future. So that's one of the beautiful things about clearing that out. And there are some very special healings that the Creation Lightship does with Ron and that we don't get a chance to talk about too often. And so tonight we're going to talk about some of those. So that's going to be really, really fun. And I think we'll start with one of them right now, which is called the Immaculate Conception Healing. And this is a beautiful, beautiful healing that deals with the energy that happened at our moment of conception. And Ron, I'll just turn it over to you to talk about that whole experience and how that clearing works.
Okay, so the way this clearing sort of came about, I've had a couple people who have done the emotional clearing, and after talking with them, they sort of mentioned that their parents weren't the nicest parents, and basically maybe they were alcoholics. We'll just use that terminology to just kind of go right to the chase here. And so they didn't know what state of mind their parents were in when they got conceived. So that always kind of bothered them. And so after kind of figuring that out, the light ship made a special healing for people. And what this healing does for you, we go back in time, and like, you know, this show is about rewriting your history, okay? So we go back in time, and I go 6 months prior to your conception. We clean out your parents' emotional and mental energies. So if you're probably on this line, you may have already had those two clearings. Those are both very, very nice clearings. Because typically men live in the mental, and women live in the emotional. And so this goes across both energies, and it helps people think quicker and faster, and naturally the emotional clearing gets you more in your body. So we do this with your parents. So I go to mother and father, and we go back, you know, probably 10 weeks, and we go down. Everybody's a little different on how we do this process. But at the very end, we go to conception itself. So I go like maybe from 10 days, 10 hours, 10 minutes, 10 seconds, 10 milliseconds. You know, like I said, everybody's a little different. But at conception itself, it's so wonderful because your parents are already cleaned out of their baggage. And what happens is the light ship will now come in with their beautiful, like, I see it as a golden energy. It's also white light, but it's like creation, I think, is more of the gold energy. But the gold energy comes to the sperm and the egg, and man, it is incredible if you can see it. And you're created in this divine energy without your spirit of the parents trying to bring that energy into the sperm and the egg, you see. Remember, because those energies, if your parents are like normal, say 20% on their body, or even less if they're maybe drunk or something, then you know, how much energy of life is there, you know, with this divine spark? And this is the true divine spark of conception. It's just very, very beautiful. And this is how the light ship has done this through the past, too. So this is just a great clearing. And all of a sudden, you're conceived with love, pure divine love energy, as opposed to probably lust or whatever else, you know, has happened in the process. And not everybody's, parents were in the best of conditions, you know, when you were conceived. Then there are people who, you know, were just wonderful, and the parents really wanted to have them. But I think the majority of the people is kind of like, uh-oh, I'm pregnant, you know, after, you know, a month or so, you know what I mean? So anyway, this is what this clearing does here. So I'll turn it back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's really beautiful, and I just can't even imagine how wonderful the world would be if everyone was conceived in love and light like that. And sadly, like you said, probably so many people are conceived, you know, with the influence of alcohol or other things, maybe difficult or negative emotions at the same time, or just that lack of the love energy. So that's fabulous that you can actually have a clearing that would rewrite that history, and I imagine that would change someone's life a great deal in the present to have that feeling of that divine love carried forward.
Yeah, because that is, you know, people know about that. You know, you ask people sometimes, and, you know, when I work with them, they'll say, yeah, you know, and this will bring up our second clearing here that we do. But the people say, yeah, I know my parents argued a lot when you know, my mother was pregnant, and, you know, that's what they told me. And, you know, I just don't feel too good about this here. And you know, they do feel that emotional trauma energy. So you want to describe the fetus clearing, or should I do it? This is a very, very wonderful clearing that we do. This is brand new. It's only maybe a couple weeks from the light ship right now, from coming out to introduce this clearing. So
yeah, I'll just say that it's a brand new, beautiful clearing, and I'll let you describe it.
Okay, so what it is that we first do a clearing 1 month at a time for the first 9 months. As you know, you're growing in your mother, and any trauma that your mother has had during this process we release. So let's just say that maybe your mother went to a rock concert or something and it was very loud and you're in there and it's kind of hurting your ears, okay? Or maybe there's a lot of arguments going on. Maybe the situation wasn't very good. Plus, you know, you have thought energies coming into you from other people. You know, you just think of somebody who you really don't want to associate with. And this could be transferred to you right now in your life. You know, maybe there's this person who, I don't know, was kind of icky. We'll just use that term, or they had just awful vibrations. And maybe they said, oh, can I feel your baby? You know, and your mother goes, well, okay, you know, and they put their hand on, you know, your mother's stomach. And, you know, to this day, you know, you probably think of that person, you know, and you go, oh, God, Aunt Mabel, I hate her, you know. But anyway, and she puts this awful energy into you. Or maybe someone doesn't like kids and they touch the baby and, you know, you're feeling all that. So anyway, we clear that out of you. So that's the first 9 months. And then after that, we go week by week. And we clear away the densities. Along with that, we bring in the second part of that clearing. We bring in new history to you. So let's just say that you're a painter, an artist, okay? And you're painting and you always wanted to paint better. Well, maybe when you were growing in the womb, your spirit who wanted to paint, because this is your, say, your passion in this lifetime right now, maybe it only brought forth enough genetic material for the talent of being a painter that it thought it needed. But maybe you exceeded that capability, so now you want to become better. So what we can do is have your spirit, maybe that happened, I'll just hypothetically say, at maybe 10 months, okay, of being created, because you are growing as a new creation. And so we have your spirit there, and you input this yourself. You write it on a piece of paper and think of this through this clearing. So you're actually imprinting this information to your spirit so it can come through, because you're being recreated, you know, as we do this clearing. So it can bring in more genetic material for insight for being an artist. So I think you understand where this is going. It's very wonderful. It can also... I'm almost positive, rewrite maybe some birth defects possibly that you might have if somebody has that, or maybe irritations or rashes or something. So anyway, this is how this process works. So we clear that out week by week and then re-imprint what you want to develop more in yourself. And then from there we go through the actual, we call that spirit infusion, okay? And then the last part, or not the last part, but the, almost the last part, is we take away the traumas that you have, the actual birthing process as you're going from your mother out to the beautiful earth here. And, you know, people could have breathing problems possibly from this here. Maybe the delivery was scheduled wrong or something. Maybe the awful thing of having, you know, the umbilical cord around your neck as you're being born, being suffocated. Anyway, so we take away those traumas from you. So some of you can probably relate to that situation. And then from there, we go to the next part of the clearing, and we work with the energy of when they actually, you know, cut the umbilical cord and did the spanking and et cetera with you, and maybe getting poked to see what kind of blood type you were, and then naturally, you know, going from one whole experience of your whole life going into a whole new reality. So we clear away those traumas too. So anyway, that's that special clearing. Now, the cost for that one is $200, and it's just a great clearing, so you may resonate to that one just perfectly. And the next one, I guess, is the 4-in-1 set. Do you want to add anything to that previous clearing, Sylvia, that I could have missed out on, or maybe elaborate on it more?
Well, I'd just like to add about the beautiful energy of that.
Oh, yeah, that's I forgot completely. Jeez, the most important part of the clarity that I love.
and you know, the beautiful divine baby energy, and those of you who have been around a baby that was not traumatized will know exactly what I mean. They just have that magnificent peace and that beautiful love energy that just seems to be so deep, and you look in their eyes and it just goes on forever. So, yeah, Ron, you could talk a little bit about that. That would be great.
Yeah, just to be in touch with that love energy, the innocence, that divine, I mean, it's incredible. In fact, I'll give you that experience right now for everyone, okay? Like we say, this show's live all the time, so just sit back and relax. And we're going to have the light ship. I'm trying to say what time they want to do this. Oh, okay, they're going to bring in the love energy of your creation at 3 weeks, okay? So you can experience your love energy of you. So here it comes. So just sit back and relax. And if you're new to the show, the creation light ship that created you will do this for you automatically. So you don't have to do anything. Just sit back, and you want to scan your heart if you can to feel this experience, okay? So they're getting ready. They're tuning into everyone online right now. So you can really feel that love, and you might be missing that love. Maybe you weren't nurtured too much, and you're going to be able to feel your self-love. It just is, here it comes. So here we go. They're ready. So I'm going to count to 10. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, that feels great. So I'm going to just put some music on here so you can just sit back and feel your love energy. This is you that you may know nothing about. Okay, boy. But a lot of lovely energy coming to people. Boy, it's very wonderful. This is great if somebody has ever felt abandoned in their life. So, wow. Okay, Sylvia. Boy.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's really, really wonderful.
And this healing, normally I have people do other clearings before, like at least the emotional clearing. So this would work for anybody. And you would not have to do that one first. So, you know, I'll just tell you that, you know, if you wanted to even give somebody, which I do quite often with people, they'll call me and have me work with someone. So if you know someone out there who, you know, they could use this, then, you know, I can work through you, and they would not have to do the emotional one first. This is just a very, very, very special clearing. So anyway, we'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. I'm just...
That would be wonderful.
It's just so phenomenal that I feel the energies as they come through me to all of you. And, wow, I'm just, like, taken back here. It's just so sacred.
That's wonderful.
Sylvia. I'm melting through my chair about this love.
Yeah. Oh, it's fabulous. What a wonderful gift this would be for any child, you know, if you have children or... know someone who does, you know, to clear that birth trauma and to just bring them fully there in their own divine energy rather than that other stuff. You know, there's a lot, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with, you know, silent birth and gentle birth and the different methods that have come about, water birthing and things like that to try to reduce or eliminate some of that trauma. But the fact is that a lot of times there just is stuff there, you know, that happens. And how wonderful to be able to just gently clear that off and give them their full life energy like that. So that's beautiful. And I guess that will lead us also to talking a little bit about the spirit clearing, which is... another thing that can be done for rewriting the history, and that actually goes and goes back all the way from the point where you were conceived or created, I guess would be the proper word, as a being, as a spiritual being, and all of the incarnations since then, which can be many. And I guess, Ron, if you're able to talk now, that would be better if you told it.
Okay, so when you're first created from the source energy, from the light ship, you go out and you go to your home base energy. So everybody who was created at the exact same time will go to this one particular home base. And it could be, you know, it's a creation. So it'll be typically maybe a planet or a sun or a star or something. So you're going to all go to some place, because remember, there's always physicality and dimensions at that frequency of that dimension, although it may not be seen by us, okay? And so I'll just give an example. So say at 12 o'clock midnight, your spirit was conceived from the light ship, and it left the light ship to do its experiences. So every spirit that left at the same time will go to that home base. 1 second later, there's more created, and they go to another home base. So these individual spirits are your true spirit family. Down here, we'd probably call it a soul family, okay? But these are your spirit family where, you know, you go back and join and share your experiences with. Remember, there's always a reflection. So your own reflection, then, at that point, your spirit then divides in half. So you can have someone to talk to. And it can also give you backup, and you can also go to its creations or where it goes to, and it can come to yours. Except here in this earth plane, you were not allowed to go to have access to your twin flame energy unless it actually incarnated here, which is very, very few people have twin flames here. So basically, that's kind of unheard of. But people are always looking for that, but it's elsewhere in the universe. So what happens is that we clear the energy of your spirit. from that point in time, from your conception, and we go all the way back to now. And this can be, you know, zillions of lifetimes. Now remember, your spirit doesn't always know when it's injured. And I have had people that I've worked with doing this clearing, and I actually saw their spirit not in wholeness. And, you know, it could be, you know, anywhere from its creation to now. And when I started doing this clearing, I believe it's only been done just a couple of times, period. So this is kind of a special gift for people to have this done. But it brings your spirit back into wholeness. And I do have people who I've talked with who said, yeah, you know, I feel like I've been like a spiritual warrior out there. And I battled the darkness, and somehow I feel like they captured part of me. And it doesn't feel right to me. I know this, but I have no way to correct it. So with that type of person, this definitely heals your spirit. So anyway, what it does, it puts your spirit back into 100% spirit integrity, just like it was just created off the light ship. And this is just a wonderful clearing. And this one requires a lot of clearing. It's 300 clearings times 6. And, you know, it is kind of lengthy. Sometimes I have to wait and do it in two different sessions. Sometimes they go faster than others. But the cost for this one is $300. And it's just very, very wonderful to get back into your spiritual integrity of who you are. So that's one of the clearings that we do here. The most important thing, you know, that we tell people is, you know, get that emotional clearing done. You know, don't not do it, because your body kind of depends on it for life. You know, the emotions are what's going to kill your body, and you want to clear those out of you. And that's known by almost all the New Age practitioners now, because they'll tell you that, yeah, you have a blockage here, and that blockage is from, you know, the past, and naturally the past was brought forward. This is why you want to do these clearings, to rewrite your history. And so once your emotional clearing is done, we're taking away energies that have not serviced yet, ones that would probably more than likely come up in this lifetime, so you won't have to re-experience them or experience them ever. So this is what it does. It puts you into the present moment of time, and it allows your spirit to have a healing. So it's three clearings in one. And geez, it's just wonderful. This is what we charge, $5 times your age. If you're over 60, then it's not over $300. So, you know, it's definitely well doing. Or you know, if you are unlimited funds, save the money and have this thing done, because it's going to move you forward so much. Because what you're doing this whole lifetime is working on your baggage, whether you know it or not. And you know, it works wonderful. It takes about an hour to do when you're cleared. So this is, like I said, the most important thing you can do in your lifetime. It takes away those traumas that you've had. Everybody has traumas in their life, regardless of what it is. It's still going to be with you till you release it. And the light ship takes it all away, so that you can look back upon your whole past life here in this lifetime, and you won't have any traumas attached to it. So your spirit can then come more fully into your body. So anyway, that's what that clearing does, the emotional one. Anything else, Sylvia, that we could talk about on clearings here?
Well, you mentioned about the actual true spirit family that we each have,
yes.
Which is different than I think what people oftentimes talk about on Earth as your Earth soul family and your Earth soul contracts. And I know you have a clearing that addresses that. So maybe we can talk about the difference between your real spiritual family and the Earth soul family and soul contracts.
Okay, yeah, they're both very similar. Although, you see, from the light ship and from all of its creations, there's no such thing as karma. You just have your one life. And I also do a session where I eliminate, say, parallel lives that people have. That's not really a new clearing, but I really probably haven't brought that forward yet. So that gives you one life now. and that's the dark side here, diluting your energies, thinking that you need to do more and more and be like a workaholic in all these lifetimes, you know. So that's not good either, but we do clear that away. But mainly what the 4-in-1 clearing does, it disconnects you from planetary energies that are attached to you that you know nothing about. That we'll just do a quickie release here. I'll just pick on two of these here. So again, sit back and relax. You may feel this, you may not. Like I tell people, men are about 1% can feel and sense energies, which means that 99% can't. So if you do feel, it's wonderful. Women are about 50-50. And that's just the way life is here. There's nothing wrong with being a man and not being able to feel. It's kind of a disadvantage, but it's still, you know, don't beat yourself up if you can't feel. But these clearings do allow you to start to feel more because you become more present. So here we go. We'll do planetary energy number one. We'll just do a disconnect for a short time here because we need to get them all done to have this clearing actually stick here. But you're going to be able to feel this for probably about an hour here. So here we go, planetary energy number one. So we'll count backwards here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So a lot of clearing here. So we're just releasing these energies right now. And more is being released from you here. Some of these energies kind of look like octopus tentacles around you with suction cups attached to different parts of your body. So that's kind of one way you can look at it graphically. These critters that are out there and energies that attach to you. Now, these are from different planets, but it could be their life forms on these planets too. But you might feel your body organs change now. You might feel a sense of peace coming over you. I'm still clearing this first energy here, and it's pretty intense. So again, just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. Just trust and know that it's happening. Sometimes that's a difference too in having a healing work for you. Some people become very, very mental, and they attempt to figure it out. And so the mind, which is in control of things, wants to see what's happening, and the energy is so finite that you probably cannot see it, but yet you're looking for it, which invalidates the healing by you trying to search for what's happening. So this is where it comes into having trust and faith, okay? And the faith is actually, the way I perceive it, when you're actually surrendering and allowing something to happen. That's actually your faith, okay? And like in this process here, the light ship's doing it for you. So you're putting your faith into the light ship that they're going to do a good job for you. So there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. Because if you could do it yourself, you would have already had it done, okay? So this is how I look at it. So you're just putting your faith into something. And it doesn't matter what it is. And faith and belief kind of go hand in hand. Now, if you had a problem with your body and you walked outside and you were told, maybe the culture that you lived in told you that if you went out and you picked a three-leaf clover and you put it on top of a rock and you had it in front of you for 2 hours, it would heal you. That's your faith, okay? And that's your belief. Now, what's going to happen? How does that actually heal you? You know, it may sound kind of ridiculous, but what actually happens is that it allows your mind to get out of the way of the healing, and now you have hope, okay? And at that point, once your mind gets out of the way, remember, we've been talking about your mind getting in the way of healings, using your mind to control energy, okay? Psychic attacks, etc., from other shows that we just got through doing. So once your mind's out of the way, then lo and behold, what happens? Your spirit can come forward, okay, to do your healing. So thinking about something too much, you know, is not going to allow your spirit to come forward because you're in the mental realm blocking the energies. So this may be an aha for some of you. So you have to have that perfect faith. And that's what I think Jesus was talking about your faith has healed you. Is that it's just, you know, surrendering and allowing the divine to help you without getting in the way of thought. And I think that's kind of in the Bible, too, you know, when Adam and Eve, you know, with the tree there, you know, they're saying, don't partake of the fruit of good and evil. And I only know a few Bible verses, which is very strange, but that's one of them. So what it is judgment. You know, you don't judge, you know. The judgment is what, you know, you want to, you know, the fruits of knowledge or something like that. So anyway, if you know about the Bible, you know what where I'm going with that there. So and there are, you know, good things in the Bible. So we have to just kind of interpret them how they really are meant to be interpreted. Okay, I'm just done with that first clearing. A lot of energy there. So I'm multitasking again here. Now we're going to go to the second energy. You may want to just stand up for a little bit if you can, or just twist your body or look at your body, and you know, psychically or whatever. Just kind of, if you can walk, just walk maybe 10 steps or so and come back and sit down. And just feel how your body is. You may have had an ache or pain leave you instantly. And you may start to feel your life force energy coming back to you. So hopefully that's what the case was here, that you're going to be, you know, integrated again with your divinity here, which is what we're doing for you. So I'm still clearing energy number two. Here we go. More of these energies are leaving you. And you might feel your body being less constricted. So these energies should not be coming to you. Like I always talk about, the Galactic Federation, who's supposed to protect us and help us here with spiritual information and everything else, keeping these energies that are being attached to us against our free will. Remember, the divine is free will, lives in the moment. Everything else is not. Remember, the light only works in the now. Everything that's not in the now is like the matrix energy. Predictions is that. It's good to know what where you're going. But and then people kind of switch that over to, you know, like divine law. They use that terminology. Divine right timing, you probably heard that too. There's another one out there, I can't think what it is offhand here. Something about the divine, divine right order. Well, how do you have divine right order and divine right timing with mind control? You know? Hello? You know? I hope you're all laughing at this one here, you know. So, hello, 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 hello. Hope you get that. And remember on this show, you know, the phrase is, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. And then I'll add to that, you know, I can't make you go to your heart either, but at least your thinking process, you should be able to analyze some of this here, you know, with your head, you know. I'm not saying to get out of your head, because you have to use your head to survive here, but you want to be heart-based, okay? So once you get out of your head and you go, man, that's, you know, you can only have one or the other. Either you're going to be, you know, in the moment where all possibilities are there for you, or you're going to be in the matrix out of time where there's no possibilities at all but mind control. And then you go through your spiritual lessons, and that's another crock of, anyway, feces, you know, that the dark side brought you, that you're here to do lessons. And yeah, we've all have done lessons. And the lessons are, you know, just from being with the law of cause and effect. And this is the problem that we have here. So I'm still doing my clearing here. There's a lot of clearing being done on the second energy here. You may start to feel it here. I say I multitask a lot here. So there's a lot of things that you really want to look at that you've been taught, and just really see if it serves you. My intent is to have you all, you know, at some point in time, in a sense, get weaned off me. Okay, I'm not here to babysit a lot of people, but basically I'm here to self-empower you. And the only way I can do this is that for you to be self-empowered yourself and to go to your spirit inside of your heart. And this is why I'm here, to help you. to understand that, to get rid of these false teachings of having a God outside of yourself that you pray to and give energy to, which is a dark side, and these negative ETs that are soulless taking this energy. And, you know, it's very hard to see people do this. They do it all the time. This is what you're taught. Like I tell people, and I'm still clearing here, there's a lot of stuff. With the New Age metaphysical movement the last 100 years, they work with the mind. And, yeah, it's great. You know, the mind can do lots of things, but, you know, it's you're forcing your will on something else to have something else have a cause and effect. You know, and that's not very good if you look at cause and effect. Because somebody's going to win, somebody else may lose. And I'll go on a wet on a limb here. This is going to push some buttons, so here we go. So like the secret that's been out for a while, I get a lot of comments on that from people saying how it doesn't work, and of course it can't work. Why can't it work all the time? Because you're not in your body 100%, number one. So that's what they should tell you first of all before they take your $20, okay? And number two is how much density do you have around your body? So sure, you might be able to get a parking place by taking somebody else's free will, because it's a battle of the minds then, you see. Your mind is stronger than someone else, so you're controlling their energy, sorcery, witchcraft, you know, things like this here. And then they end up moving their car for you. That's force of will. And another way is cause and effect. So the universe does not work with cause and effect. The universe works with love energy. So that's the difference. But they don't teach that. They talk about cause and effect. And yeah, cause and effect does work. You know, there are many validations of that with self-fulfilling prophecies. And it works, you know. But you want to be heart-based. And this is what Jesus taught. This is probably why he has so much opposition with people, because they didn't want to release their energies of mind control of the rituals that people had back then. And we have rituals today too, naturally. But people, you know, were sacrificing things back then. And I'm sure that's going on today, maybe not as much, but they want to be in good with the gods, you see, that the dark side created, so to pray outside of yourself. And so they create something that's good, and then they create an evil. And if you don't believe in one thing, the other thing will get you, bite you in the butt, you know. So you want to be very careful, so you want to go to the good side. And, you know, just another, you know, dark side teaching. So I'm still clearing here. Well, this is incredible. So the main thing is to get into your heart and live your life that way. And it's not easy. You know, I even have problems doing this here. I'm not perfect. I'm still in the human body here, but at least I know what needs to be done and to help people to do that. So here we go. We're getting close to the end here. So with the secret, it's working wonderfully. For the people who are on the payroll of that, you know, they're probably making millions of dollars. This is like a worldwide a DVD you can buy, you know. And people buy it looking for hope outside of themselves. And it is, to me, you know, metaphysics kindergarten. It does work, you know, with mind control. But, and anyway, I won't go too much into that. But remember, for them, man, they can say this thing works great. As they get these checks in the mail. If you look at it, you know, if they are really spiritual, and I'm going out on a limb again here, you know, geez, a DVD for $20, you know what DVDs cost to buy. Then if you get them wholesale, you know, it's pretty good. But, you know, $5 would be a good price for that. But anyway, we're done with the clearing. So I'd like everybody to walk around now. And there's a lot of energy taken off you. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Very good, definitely. And our time is just rolling so quickly by. So we do have some questions on the fast chat that you might like to address.
We'll address
before
them a little bit longer tonight, and I want to do some water charging, so we'll be doing
that.
Yeah,
definitely. Do you want to do water charging first or answer some questions here?
So I'd like everybody, too, to walk around right now and notice the difference after these two clearings here.
Okay.
If you can, you know, twist your body, stretch, you know, bend over, whatever. check your breathing, see how you're walking. If you can do a scan of your body organs, do that. You know, whatever you need to do, but you just kind of see your well-being right now, and we'll answer some questions here. So what's our first fast chat one, Sylvia?
Okay, so we have one question, which is, why doesn't the light ship help everyone, and why can't we connect on our own? That seems unfair. And also mentioning, I hope everyone who is poor and had a bad life can get these two because they deserve to ascend too.
Okay, the first thing is that the light ship does help everybody at the ascension time. So what you should be asking, whoever asked that question, is why hasn't the Galactic Federation provided you with spiritual knowledge and teachings to get into your body? So that's kind of that question. Remember Jesus, when he was here, he was the one that connected people to the light ship. And that's the way they do it. It takes special frequencies down here to be able to hold that energy to connect people. And so that's all that I can tell you. Why I'm the one here doing it, I was the one here helping Jesus with his healings. I would come in and out of his body. I was the one responsible on the light ship for the healings that he was doing. So that's why I'm here again doing this. The light ship cannot be contaminated with energies of anyone going to it. It's very, very sacred. And so this is the reason why you cannot go to the light ship. You can go to your home base energy, though, you know, if you have the clearance to do that. This is your divine connection. But, you know, if you're in your body all the way, which is what they want you to do, then you're much better off than what you are right now by not being in your body. So it's not unfair that, you can't go to the light ship. You are connected to your spirit. Your spirit is the divine connection for you, not the light ship. So you want to go to your spirit. And that's the main thing, is what I'm here to do is get you so you can get into your body to be part of the divine. So the light ship is very sacred, we'll say, very holy, if you want to use that terminology. I don't want any kind of contaminated energies on it. When I bring people up to the light ship, there's a lot going on that you don't even know about, that they're doing to keep energies off there. They don't allow entities on the light ship. They don't allow any darkness, and you're completely scanned. It sounds like a simple process down here as I transport you up there in maybe a second or two. But believe me, there's a lot happening. So that's probably the answer, which you may not want to hear, but that's the way it is. So the unfairness is not the light ship. The unfairness here is the fact that the Federation has let you down. Remember, they killed Jesus. So what else do we have here on the fast chat, Sylvia?
You know, we might want to mention also the work that the light ship is doing on a very large scale, bringing more light to this whole area. For example, when they came here, there was only about 20% light, and that's a huge task to undertake. So Ron, maybe you can talk about that for just a little bit, what they're doing as far as clearing with the Federation and so on.
Yeah, the light ship initially was 20% when I started my mission here. And at that time, the light ship basically sort of like gave up on the people here. I was down here actually for my whole lifetime, basically. And then they wanted to activate me to try to help more people in the process of the ascension. And there's only about 1,500 people worldwide who was ready to ascend, if that would have happened. So they said, we'll have you go out, Ron, for 2 years to get people in alignment for the ascension. We'll do our teachings through you, bringing energies, much like what happened with Jesus. And they, since they only work in the now, they can only project energies out. And they figured that after the healings that people would have, and I had a lot of miracle healings right off the bat, that they would tell their friends, and their friends then would automatically get on board to have healings. So they projected out that I would probably have somebody out there with very deep pockets, putting me on TV shows, putting me at large auditoriums to do this healing for ascension. And that was their intent. Remember, they're only love energy. they don't know the politics down here or anything else, but that's what they figured. Well, at that point, I could be doing healings, you know, very, very economically for people, if not free, if I had somebody to back me. So, and I have to live like you do, and like the show costs money. The person's wanting to know why it's fair that I charge money, basically, and that's the answer. I have to live. You know, I have to put, you know, gas in my car and pay the light bill and pay for my conference lines that I have and everything else. I won't go into any of that process here, but like yourself, life is hard here. And, you know, I want to thank the people, you know, for doing the sessions with me, which is enabling me to put the money back into, in a sense, the business, which is just helping people, you know, to have this radio show. This radio show, you know, each week, you know, each day, each time I'm on, you know, each hour costs me money. And so I do want to honor all the people that have helped out by paying for clearings to help the ones that are maybe who can't afford to have a healing, at least so they can have something done. So anyway, that's, I hope that answers your question here. As far as other people on the planet not hearing about me, you know, that's I need somebody out there with really deep pockets who understands what I'm doing. It's up to you to spread the word. You know, I'm doing the best that I can here. So, you know, if any of you know somebody who's a producer, you know, maybe, you know, most religions probably won't want to do what I'm doing. You know, I could see myself walking into a Catholic church and telling them that the God they're praying to is outside of themselves. They do believe in Jesus to a certain extent, but they would not like that because once you get weaned off of religion, you know, what's going to happen to the church? They have bills, too. They want you to donate money to them each time you go there with their little plate offering, you know. So one way to look at the situation, I guess, would be to say, well, you know, I went to church for all these years, and I probably put in $5, or maybe you tithed your 10%. You know, I'd love to have tithing, too, you know, to help more people. So I can only go so far. It's up to the people that I work with to help and to get somebody to actually, you know, come forward. So you may know somebody. So, you know, definitely help out other people by telling people about what I'm doing. That's why I do all these free clearings here with people and bring in the divine energies to help you. So what do we have next here, Sylvia?
Well, I think this would be a wonderful time to do some water charging.
Okay, so get the light beam in front of you right now. And you scroll down on your screen if you don't have it. It's just below the blinking flower, and we're going to activate her right now. And get your glass of water in front of you. And I'm going to get mine right now here. It's about half full, but it's plenty. And we're going to activate this beautiful light beam. She's going to come into your room. There we go. And you're going to see her change a little bit on your monitor screen. You might see light rays coming off of her. Her eyes may become very bright. I'm seeing that right now as she's transmitting energy into my heart center. The light ship only works heart to heart. Her cheeks are becoming very nice. Nice and round for me here. She's smiling, becoming more three-dimensional. And, wow, looks beautiful. And she's now going to work heart to heart with us. So just put the water glass in front of you now and put one hand on each side of it. And you're going to feel the energy move down from your heart through your arms, to your elbows, you know, down to your wrist, to your fingertips, palm chakras, and now she's energizing your water. And this small amount takes probably about 20 seconds to do. We have a special session for everyone if you're interested. It's $60 for the month. It's on my conference call line on Wednesday. And we charge 7 gallons of water for a month for you. So every Wednesday we do 7 gallons. So you have a whole month's supply of water. And that's used to bring in more light frequency into your body. It'll help you detox. Some people, I've actually had emails from them said that once they started drinking this water, besides wanting it more and more, they actually started eating less food. So So this is actually given their life force energy in the water. So she's done. So take a sip of your water or whatever you want to have. If you don't want to drink all of it, save part of it for your bath water. So you may want to take a bath tonight. So here we go. I'm going to have some of mine right now. I needed that. Very good.
Wonderful. Very silky, very smooth.
Yeah, mine I needed. It had the right, whatever it needed. Whenever I have my water, I put it in my mouth, and it's gone. My body automatically swallows it. And some water you put in your mouth, and you kind of, like, taste it, and then you kind of, you don't really think you're going to spit it out, but your body doesn't really want it, but you swallow it anyway because you have to, because you need to get something inside of you. But this water goes down instantly. So, we're going to go a little bit longer tonight. I'm trying to see what we want to do here. I want to bring in some nice divine energies for everybody. So just sit back and relax here. And we're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So here she comes. This is the energy from the creation light ship. This is Mother Mary's first creation energy. And we know her here as Mother Mary. She has possibly been here in other bodies. But basically we see her as Mother Mary. On other planets, other universes, as a divine being, she'll be somebody else or be something else. So here comes Mother Mary. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. It's great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll just put some music on here and allow you to experience Mother Mary's energy. Ask for healings. And stay in your heart center here. And I'm going to do some entity releases now, right now, as the music is playing for everybody to get you more in your body. So I won't be saying anything, but I'll be doing this work on you. May more of your spirit stop coming into you. At doing this here, so you should be feeling pretty well. And here you're coming back into your bodies more. I'm going to take you out briefly to put you in properly. So now we're going out of your body right now, and now you're coming back in. There we go. And you're perfectly in your body now. And what we're going to do now is we did some healings before just by moving your spirit around in your body to make sure that it's concentrated in different areas. So we're going to make sure your spirit is in your arms and fingers, wrist, etc. So we're going to now go down these areas now for you. There we go. And make sure that your spirit is fully in your legs. You may start feeling energy moving down your legs now. Wonderful. And we're going to just put some energy out now. I'm going to ask for the energy of we already brought in peace. We're going to bring in the energy of divine love. And what we did before was we brought in a couple of this source energy. So we're going to have that as an experience for everyone. So I think we've had, six of the source energy. So we're going to bring in energy number 7 to come in right now. And this will come in through the light being on your screen. So we'll have her step aside, and we're going to bring in energy number 7 here to come in. And here it comes here, so just kind of relax here. And we're asking, someone's asking for a chakra alignment. Okay, we'll do that next here. So we'll probably be on maybe up to a half an hour at the most here. So I think we have Seth online here, so that's okay with you, Seth. We'll get off about past here. I appreciate your going over time, and I think this will be the last show that we do that we can go over time on, because somebody's going to be following us at the 10 o'clock time slot here. So here we go. This is number 7 source energy coming in. Feel like very, very high energy. And just like the masters and the saints and the angels, each one of these will have a different flavor, we'll call it, a different frequency of the divine. And that's why they're noted for who they are during this process here. I don't know if my volume dropped or not. It looks pretty good right now. It's like it kind of dropped off of my screen here. So we're going to bring in and drop down. Okay. If I can talk a little bit louder here, I'm watching the bars. I use QuickTime just to monitor my voice. Looks pretty good now. It's going about halfway up at times, a little bit over. So we're going to do a chakra alignment. So we're going to go to your heart right now. And here we go. So going to reposition your heart center. Wonderful. Well, you guys are right on tonight. Throats, oh, wonderful. Maybe these divine energies helped you out earlier. Third eye's right on. Power chakra's right on. Second chakra, just a little bit off for some people. And first chakra, perfect. Do an opening now. So normally your chakras are maybe a couple inches in diameter. And we'll go up to body width for you. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. There we go. So you should feel a little more energized. I'd like you to do an exercise, which we've done in the past. If you're new on this show right now, we're going to get you more in your body by doing this exercise of I now increase my life force energy. So if you have a pencil and paper, if you can write that down, I now increase my life force energy. And I'll just say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And what you want to do is say this out loud as you do this exercise. And the way it works is you put your hands in front of you, kind of like the prayer position that you see everybody doing. But move your hands apart and probably go about body width or so. And then come in slowly until your body tells you that there's energy there. You're going to feel like you're compressing a spring. Let your body do this. This is not a mental exercise, okay? And at some point, it'll feel like you're compressing a ball or like a spring's there, and it'll have more pressure as you move your hands inward, okay? When you feel that compression, that energy, then what you want to do is move your hands apart and say the affirmation. So let's do it right now. I now increase my life force energy, and now move your hands closer together, and you're going to find that they probably expanded out about maybe 3 to 6 inches further than what it was before. And now move your hand further out than what you were initially and come in again. Move it out about a foot each time apart and come in again so you can actually feel the difference. And again, okay, now we're going to say it out loud. So I now increase my life force energy. Hands apart. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. Again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 Doing really well. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. There, I'll stop here. I'm very charged up, and you should have your hands probably directly alongside of you. What I recommend doing is to do this probably, you know, at least 4 times a day. You must say it out loud to train your body. And remember, your body is a conscious being, just like your mind is in a sense, so you have to tell your body what you're doing. Tell all the cells in your body what you're doing. And this will invoke more of your spirit back into your body. Just by doing this here, because it knows that it has to come when you say that. And do it probably, like I said, 4 times a day. And if you want to, you know, say it more than 10 times, you can. You might want to say it 50 times. The more you say it, the more amped up you're going to get. And if you do it probably 100 times, you're going to feel like you're kind of floating, like you're ready to levitate. And sometimes if you have an energy block in your body, at that time, you may feel your internal organs quiver or shake slightly or have a little twitch. Muscles may be kind of pulsating or something, and that will release the energies from you. So this is a wonderful healing. And do it for about a week. Once you do this, then you don't have to say it out loud any longer. You can just do the hand gesture really quickly. If you're a body worker, a practitioner, if you see people a lot, touch a lot of people, maybe you're a hairdresser or something, if you don't want to take on their energy, just do this and check your charge. If your charge is body width or less, don't touch anybody. Get it charged up so your hands are straight out alongside of you, and or your arms are, excuse me. And then from there, do your work. And check your charge maybe every 10 minutes or so. If you're a body worker doing laying on hands healings with somebody, at some point you may become depleted. Check your charge. Do it maybe every 2 minutes or so. And then you know that you're not going to be taken on their stuff because the energy is so strong around you. Otherwise, if you get body width or less, then you're using your own spirit energy. And then at some point, your spirit cannot protect your body. And naturally, like energies attract like, or locations, like energies, locations attract the same dislocation, and you may end up with, you know, sore shoulders or something as you're working with someone. So anyway, this is how I can help you with that here, just by doing this simple thing here, just more information for you. We're going to bring in another energy, which will help you out. We're going to bring in energy number 8 into this beautiful light being from the source energies.
We might mention to put the lightship insignia on the monitor.
Oh, let's do that. Thank you, Sylvia. So let's just scroll down a little bit here. Yeah, we'll have the insignia do this. And it's going to radiate these energies from it here. So there we go. Number 8 is going to come through with this insignia. Just scroll down below the light beam. And you're going to see the insignia from the lightship here. This is what all the doctors have on the uniforms. They're like their lab coats, we'll call it. Have it above the wrist on the top side and also on their pocket on the left side of their shirt. There we go. And this is number 8 coming in. Another beautiful divine energy. And just sit back and relax, and we'll just put some music on here so you can enjoy this wonderful energy and request healing and do your connection here in your heart. Remember, the lightship only works heart to heart. To your heart, taking your conscious mind, going down to your heart center. So we're dropping down right now. So it's like an elevator going from the 10th floor down to the first. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're now your heart centered. Energy number 9 right now. So again, nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. This is number 9 energy from the source. Remember, each one has their own attributes. This is how they divided themselves up. So here we go. It's coming in. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and in your heart center, and again, ask this divine energy that created you for assistance and help. It will connect right to your heart center. another divine energy now. This will be an energy of forgiveness. So here it comes here. So again, just sit back and relax and allow the forgiveness energy just to flow through you. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, wonderful. So allow this energy to go through you and to do some healing work with you. And request healings that you may have for maybe even a difficult situation here. This is wonderful forgiveness energy coming to you. This is from the light ship. This energy will do a nice cleansing on you, on your auric field. I've never done this outside of doing healing, so we're bringing this beautiful waterfall energy into your room right now. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds, and it's coming now all around you and going to cleanse your auric field. So here it comes. And just sit back and relax, and it's just beautiful, beautiful energy. Okay, so we'll do just one more energy before we sign off here. So we're going to bring in just some more peace energy for everyone. So it's coming in right now, and it'll be coming in as we're signing off. So I want to honor and thank BBS for allowing us to do an extra half an hour on our show tonight. And we're having this beautiful four-hour ascension clearing a week from tomorrow. It's $60. You're on the light ship for 4 hours. They do physical healings work with you with these beautiful light beams. And we do also 7 gallons of water charging. So if you're interested, you know, connect with me. You can drop me an email or, you know, leave a message on my machine here if I'm not here. And I guess we'll just be saying blessings to all of you. And we'll leave the light being activated to help you with some more healings, if you like, for about a half an hour. So just allow her to just fill your room full of her wonderful energy. And like I said, the show is about you regaining and reclaiming your spiritual identity, which is being in your body. This is all that we talk about. The basic teachings of Jesus is to get home so you can do the ascension. And the ascension is, how much do you love your body, you know? I'd love to ascend. So I'll be signing off here. My conference calls that I have Monday and Fridays are only $20 for an hour show. So, you know, don't miss out on those there. It's very important to have extra healings, and, you know, you can move yourself ahead very easily that way. So, anyway, anything else you'd like to add, Sylvia?
I'll just mention that we'll be on tomorrow at 9 p.m., and we're going to be having a wonderful show about the light ship healings and be able to go to the light ship. So please join us tomorrow. And until then, have a wonderful, wonderful evening and a great day tomorrow. And stay in your heart with this beautiful energy. Thank you for being with us, and good night.
Okay, good night to all, and we will see you tomorrow night. So blessings to all of you.